Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
And that's the elephant in this room and in all rooms, and that's China. As you all know well, there are very few bipartisan issues in Washington these days, but our national concern about the PRC is one of them. To be clear, the U.S. has partnered well with China on several important fronts, but Washington and Beijing fundamentally disagree on how to approach the current international order. The PRC simply does not keep its word. From its treaty with the British on Hong Kong, to its human rights abuses against the Uyghurs, the Tibetans, and others, to commercial espionage and the weaponization of debt, and to its quest to intimidate, isolate, and dominate Taiwan.
Dealing honestly, holding yourself accountable, believing in standards, telling the truth, following the things that you vote on and agree to in terms of international agreements, that's stuff that we believe in the West. That is not stuff that China believes in. That is part of the challenge of dealing with them, is that they will not follow through on what the rest of us believe are essentially constraints on our activities as international actors. This is Admiral Harry Harris, now retired, speaking at Navy Days about a week and a half ago. Outstanding speech on foreign policy. Four-star admiral comes to town. We're going to report on it, what he talked about. If you want to, we're going to podcast all of these together as one entity, so all of my coverage, and also I'll podcast the raw speech so you can listen to it for yourself. Talked extensively about North Korea and about China at the home of, you know, the cradle of naval aviation, the Naval Aviation Museum during Navy Days, and understanding why it's important for citizens to know what's going on in the world so that we can properly understand, you know, why the military matters, why what our politicians do with the military matters, and why we need to be paying attention to these things, because ultimately it is up to all of us to shape in a democratic system, to shape the policy through the people that we elect or the demands that we make on the people that we elect, what they do when it comes to dealing with somebody like China.
Secretary Austin testified that he's focused on the threat posed by the PRC, and he promised strong support for Taiwan. I, for one, was glad to see President Biden meet with Chinese leader Xi Jinping in San Francisco on the margins of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit last November. Churchill said that it's better to jaw, jaw, jaw than shoot, shoot, shoot. However, as with North Korea, idealism must be rooted in realism. Just consider Beijing's clear support for Russia, for North Korea, for Iran, for Syria, and for the Taliban. I'm an advocate for reinforcing diplomacy with hard power when dealing with Beijing.
Yeah, because again, they will talk until they can shoot, 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 as we understand is the intended outcome in Taiwan, their buildup of their navy, their acquisition and their fabrication of islands in the South China Sea that they could then acquire and use as outpost bases and interfere with, you know, flow of traffic in the sea. I mean, all of this stuff, right? So being realistic about the Chinese threat, especially when it comes to Taiwan.
Now, this brings me to number seven, and this is Taiwan. Look, Taiwan is democratic, an idea factory, and a global force for good, despite the PRC's unrelenting quest to destroy it or to absorb it. I've called for ending the U.S. policy of strategic ambiguity in favor of strategic clarity.
Now, you may or may not be familiar with that concept of strategic ambiguity. It has been the United States policy for quite some time. The basic gist of it is this: Taiwan is independent, but China does not agree that they're independent. China believes that Taiwan belongs to them. And in America, we have taken this policy of we support Taiwan, but we don't recognize Taiwan. And we believe that they are independent, but we do not say that they're independent. And it's very weird, but it is the policy of strategic ambiguity in the sense that, you know, yes, we will definitely help defend you against China if they invade you, but we will not necessarily definitely recognize you as an independent entity that is justified in asking for help defending against the motherland that owns you and believes that they own you anyway. If you're confused, good. Welcome to the party. But that's what we've been doing for years and years and years. And he says we should stop that policy. I agree. That's a policy that It was nuts to begin with, and it has become even less tenable over the years.
Indo-Pacific strategy that I mentioned earlier specifically supports an environment in which Taiwan's future is determined peacefully by the Taiwanese. What a concept. Unlike our policy of strategic ambiguity, the PRC's intent is crystal clear. We must never allow China to dictate our policy toward Taiwan.
See, the idea of strategic ambiguity was if they're not clear, if they're ambiguous, we could allow them to promote this fantasy that they owned Taiwan and it was their right to take it if they wanted to, as long as they weren't actually going to do it. Now that it looks like they're actually going to do it, or very, very likely to actually do it, then we can't really take the policy of saying, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, right? We have to do something and take seriously this prospect.
Successor and Indo-Pacific Command testified before Congress in 2021 that the PRC could invade Taiwan in 6 years. That's 2027. We ignore Admiral Davidson's warning at our peril.
Admiral Davidson took over command of U.S. Indo-Pacific Command, which he was the commanding officer for before he retired and before he became an ambassador to South Korea. Take this seriously. Believe it. It's on the near horizon within the next couple of years. They could certainly have the military capability to at least give it a try. As their naval power is increasing, our naval power is decreasing because of long-time failures to maintain shipyards and shipbuilding, to maintain a fleet, to really prepare for the possibility of future, kinetic conflict with various foreign powers. Yes, we have the strongest military in the world, but we have not been doing what really needs to be done to maintain that properly over the years. And there's a whole variety of reasons why, but it's a challenge. Now, we're not weak, but we don't have the level of overwhelming, convincing deterrent capability that you'd like to have to keep somebody like China from invading Taiwan. And that's what you'd prefer to have. We'll come back to the speech in just a second. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
We are looking pretty good on our roadways this morning, not showing any signs of slowdowns or accidents on the roadways. If you're coming into Pensacola from Cantonment, South Highway 29 is looking all clear. And Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you are clear westbound all the way down 98 into town this morning. If you see anything on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. So back to the speech given by Admiral Harry Harris, retired four-star. Again, there are not very many four-stars in the history of the country, like 200-ish, 230. So when one comes to town, you talk about it. Okay, this is actually pretty significant news that he came and gave this speech. Again, at Navy Day, about a week and a half ago. He talked about a bunch of other things, including the Quad Agreement, U.S., Australia, India, Japan. This is not a mutual defense agreement. This is just that we're all interested in the same kinds of things. Let's work together, and you can add more parties to the agreement. It doesn't have to be just four as a quad. And, Big Ten can be 14. Why not? Then, why can't the quad be more than four? And, again, it's not a defense pact. It's not NATO. But it is something to be aware of. And also another one, AUKUS, is another term you might hear occasionally. Not very likely because, unfortunately, American news media is not great at reporting on international affairs and keeping the American people educated. Is that a result of people not caring and so they respond to that, or that they don't do their job and so people don't care? Well, it's both. You get the politicians you deserve, you get the media you deserve. Sobering, but true. The U.S., Australia, and the United Kingdom all working together, and the that's AUKUS, AUKUS, Australia, UK, US. And then the idea that Australia may in the next year or two launch their own nuclear submarine, which is, kind of exciting news to imagine that possibility. Then he talked about Russia. And in order to understand what he thinks about China, why what he thinks about China is so important, and its relationship with North Korea, you have to understand what's going on in Russia. And, man, this is, to me, this is both the most concerning and the most sobering thing to think about, all right? So the invasion of Ukraine, massively important to understand.
Just spend a few minutes on Russia and Ukraine by first acknowledging the unconscionable human tragedy that's being perpetuated by Russia's illegal invasion of Ukraine. Moscow seeks to pressurize, terrorize, and pulverize Kyiv. As Garry Kasparov said, Russia is committing war crimes on an industrial scale in Ukraine.
If you're not old enough, you may not recognize the name Garry Kasparov. He was a chess champion, who American citizen now, but he has been very, very, think that's right. God, all of a sudden, you know, say something on the air and you hope it's right. I believe that's true. Anyway, but he has been very, very critical of Vladimir Putin, a brilliant man. And, you know, yeah, I mean, Vladimir Putin is committing war crimes on an industrial scale. That's an accurate description of what's going on in Ukraine.
So why does Ukraine matter at all? Well, consider that Ukraine is a democracy and the second largest country in Europe after Russia. Consider that Ukraine sent forces to Afghanistan in support of NATO, even though it's not in NATO. Consider that Ukraine sent troops to Iraq, where they fought and died for coalition objectives. And remember, in 1994, Kyiv voluntarily gave up its nuclear weapons at the behest of the West.
Now, there's a whole conversation to be had about what exactly they gave up back then, but that's true. They gave up the possession of former Soviet nuclear weapons when the Soviet Empire collapsed, and they gave them up in exchange for the promise by the West that we would protect them. And we didn't. Period. I mean, you know, we've helped, but I don't think our help is at the level that Ukraine kind of expected when they gave up those nuclear weapons. I looked up Garry Kasparov, Croatian citizenship, and not U.S. citizenship at this point. Former Russian, of course, Soviet. Anyway, so why Ukraine matters? Because, you know, they've done very, very good things over history helping us. They've also, they're the biggest country other than Russia in Europe, right?
So why did Russia invade Ukraine at all? Two words, Vladimir Putin. Maya Angelou once said that when someone shows you who they are, believe them the first time. Folks, time and time again, Putin has shown us who he is, and shame on us if we fail to believe him. In my opinion, he seeks to rebuild the former Soviet Union, not under communism, but to its old borders. You could call it neo-imperialism, revanchism, if you will.
So revanchism just means kind of getting back what was you're entitled to, you know, restoring a retribution for, you know, things inflicted upon you. But yeah, imperialism, revanchism, restoration of the Soviet Union, all things that you certainly have to believe Vladimir Putin believes in and wants to accomplish in his, you know, relatively quickly diminishing lifespan. Right. He's, you know, what, 70, I think, right now.
So Kazakhstan, Georgia, Moldova, of course, Ukraine and many others are at risk. Poland and the Baltics, too. But they're a part of NATO, and that's a different nut for Putin to crack. But if we don't support NATO, those nutshells begin to look like eggshells.
Yeah, if you don't have clear, solid deterrence, he'll keep going. You remember how it happened in the 40s? Well, in the 30s. I mean, it's not the first time that somebody needed to be taught a lesson, and when you don't teach them a lesson, you keep appeasing or you keep turning a blind eye or you keep saying, that's not really our problem. You know, whether it's Georgia or Croatia, or now Ukraine, you know, he believes it all belongs to him. He doesn't believe he's invading. He believes he's taking back what rightly belongs to him and the former Soviet Union. And, you know, we have to believe and act differently.
And why 2022? In my opinion, opportunism. Putin saw the West as weak, distracted by the pandemic. He saw America's political divisions play out in Washington. And he watched our endgame in Afghanistan. But he miscalculated, and stunningly so. He underestimated Ukraine's resolve. He might not believe that Ukraine is independent, but the Ukrainians sure do, and they're willing to fight and die for their country. He underestimated the former comedian and everyman who became the president of Ukraine. Volodymyr Zelensky has risen to his office in truly Churchillian fashion. He underestimated the resolve of the international community to undermine Russia's economic backbone.
So Putin miscalculated, as people have done over history, believing that we were weak, believing that we wouldn't act, believing that we were distracted and couldn't handle COVID and war too. But he'd underestimated Zelensky. It's true. Former actor, comedian. It's crazy that this is the guy who's running the country and doing it so well in a wartime defense footing. But we miscalculated too.
Now, while Yale School of Management concluded that over 1,000 companies have curtailed operations in Russia, and some even predicted that Russia was headed for economic oblivion, 2 years on, we know that these assessments were premature. Russia is rebounded by turning its economy into a war footing and finding new international export partners, especially in energy.
Yeah, you know, we thought Russia would collapse when that first push into Kyiv failed because it showed that they could not handle logistics around their military aggression. They didn't understand combined arms. They didn't understand how to really use their forces. We thought they were this, you know, massive capability force, and it turns out they really weren't. And we thought they would collapse, their people might revolt, their economy couldn't handle it, and Russia would be done soon. Well, 2 years in, they're not done. They're strengthening.
On the other hand, Putin overestimated his own strategy, a fantasy of his own making, that he could blitzkrieg Ukraine in 15 days. It's been well over 2 years now. Now, what we're seeing playing out on the battlefield are poorly trained troops led by some very bad generals. And I'll just note for the record that there are a few things that admirals like better than criticizing generals. Without adequate enabling logistics and no understanding of combined arms. Numbers are uncertain at best, but I've seen reporting that in over 2 years of hard fighting, Russia has lost has suffered over 315,000 casualties, lost thousands of tanks and armored fighting vehicles, hundreds of aircraft, and according to the New York Times, 12 general officers.
That's a lot. It's not quite as much as we lost in World War II, but that was a, you know, 4 years engagement for us, right? So 315,000 dead, 1,000 tanks, 100 air, and a dozen general officers or more is a lot. And there are problems with the Russian military, problems that the Chinese have to be watching. And we'll talk about that when we finish up my analysis of this coming up at 7 o'clock. But again, this speech given by Admiral Harry Harris, 4-star retired U.S. former ambassador to South Korea and commander of the Indo-Pacific Command. Very important speech here in Pensacola. When a 4-star talks, you listen. Even a former 4-star. So that's why I wanted to report on this morning. 437-1620 if you want to share your thoughts. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
We are not seeing any slowdowns on the roadways this morning or any accidents causing any traffic buildup. If you were on North Palafox Street, you might see a little bit of traffic heading north and southbound in between Tahar Drive and East Maxwell Street this morning in Pensacola. If you're in Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you're clear westbound on 98 all the way over the 3 Mile Bridge into town this morning. And coming in from Pace and Milton, Woodbine and Chemukla looking clear. You might expect to see a little bit of a slowdown on the US 90 bridge, but clear as you get into town. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Got a bug problem or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's ENSEC.net.
Think identity theft won't happen to you? Think again. There's a new victim every 3 seconds in the U.S., over 15 million this year alone, and many don't even know they're victims. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you could miss even when you monitor your credit. If your identity's stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% their first year with My Name Clay as the promo code at LifeLock.com.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy the past few years. How to know when to buy or sell? You'll need an expert to help. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9 and hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's tomorrow morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Phil, there is a tiger in the bathroom!
Good morning, 6:29 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines this morning. David?
There are hundreds of thousands of people without power after storms really pummeled Northeast Texas. Those outages expected to be a multi-day issue there. Vice President Harris in Colorado Springs today for the U.S. Air Force Academy graduation. She'll be speaking at the commencement ceremony, her first time there. And the World Central Kitchen says they're pausing operations in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. The organization says that's due to the ongoing attacks and fighting in the city. The organization had just recently restarted its operations in Gaza again after that airstrike that killed seven of its aid workers back in April.
And the super miraculous aid dock that we were building.
Oh, yeah.
All broken up and in half. And even when they had trucks going, the trucks were being stolen from and hijacked. So it hasn't exactly been a raging success to get aid into Gaza.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Jurors at former President Trump's criminal hush money trial in New York are back in court 9:30 Eastern time this morning. They've deliberated for 4.5 hours so far.
While deliberating, the jury submitted two notes to Judge Mershon. They asked for five things, including David Pecker and Michael Cohen's testimonies about a meeting they had with Donald Trump back in 2015. During that meeting, prosecutors alleged they discussed a conspiracy to get Trump elected by killing negative stories about him. Jurors also asked the judge to read the jury instructions back to them again.
Fox's Brooks Singman. 14 pro-democracy activists are convicted in Hong Kong.
They were charged with conspiracy to commit subversion over an unofficial primary election. The national security law was imposed by Beijing and has been accused of drastically cutting back on Hong Kong's freedoms.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. 31 others already pleaded guilty. All could face life in prison. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got 76 degrees. It is mostly cloudy this morning in Pensacola. Mayor D.C. Reeves not commenting further on the resignation of Assistant City Attorney and Milton Mayor Heather Lindsay. He says he'll let that resignation letter speak for itself.
Our statement is certainly we wish her the best, we accepted her resignation and we move forward from there. And, I'm really excited what Adam Cobb is doing in the city attorney's office. And, I know we'll get a good replacement and continue to have a great office there that continues to grow and expand and do a great job for us.
Lindsay resigned weeks after Milton City Attorney Alex Andrade filed a lawsuit against her, alleging that she's been unwilling to comply with public records requests. In the resignation letter, Lindsay said she regrets that her job as Milton's mayor interfered with her role with the city of Pensacola. Tate High School getting a big financial boost to renovate an unused auto body shop that they've got on campus. Once those renovations are done, they're going to start a program that'll train students to be certified auto service technicians.
This really will be able to change the trajectory of a number of students' lives. Also, they will have transferable skills that will allow them to go into other areas if they are so inclined.
Triumph Gulf Coast recently awarded the school with a $617,000 grant to complete the work, and that program should launch sometime around fall of 2025. Well, ECUA switched over to a call for pickup system for bulk waste about a year ago, but many Escambia County residents are still asking, when are they going to go back to weekly collection where calling isn't required? Well, that's not in the plans right now, but they are working on one method to make it a bit easier.
If you're familiar with our Recycle Coach app, we're working on within 30 days, we'll have an introduction to that that allow you to use your mobile phone to, rather than having to make that phone call, to
do it through the app.
To schedule a bulk pickup, so that'll make it a little more convenient.
ECUA's Bruce Woody there, and he says that question gets raised at just about every board meeting, but he says it's too wasteful to drive around weekly when they only collect the bulk waste from about one in every 200 homes. Well, a man's in the hospital today, critical condition, after reportedly setting himself on fire in a Publix. This happened in the Tampa area. Several bystanders rushed to the man's aid, put those flames out as the local fire department responded. It's unclear at this point why the man did it. There's a new stadium agreement between the city of Jacksonville and the Jaguars that would put the team on the hook, though, if they ever decided to leave. The new $1.4 billion deal is split down the middle between the team and the city, and per some newly released documents, the team did agree that they wouldn't relocate to another city or another stadium. If the 30-year lease were broken early, the Jags would be on the hook for 100% of the city's investment for the remaining years of that contract. It is 6:35, News Radio Pensacola. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Jimmy, what are you seeing?
We are not seeing too much on the roadways, David. If you're coming in from Cantonment, South Highway 29, might have a little bit of slowdowns coming southbound there. I've seen a lot of traffic building up on the intersections of Fairfield and Tahar and Palafox and Tahar and Palafox and Fairfield. And if you're coming in from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you are clear all the way westbound on 98 over the 3 mile bridge into Pensacola this morning. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. Andrew, you got something?
We just got a text in. Somebody said that there's a truck broken down on Davis Highway in front of Ferry Pass Elementary, right across from the hospital in the right lane. It doesn't say southbound or northbound, but if it's in front of the school, that'd be on the northbound side.
In front of the hospital there?
On the other side from the hospital is what it looks like.
Okay.
So,
all right.
I didn't see it on the map, but I thought I'd pass that along.
All right. Sounds good. Well, if you see anything else on the road, we appreciate that update. 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
It is going to be a beautiful, warm, and humid day today. Temperatures warming up near 88 degrees. 10% chance of a stray sprinkle. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 71. Beautiful weather for Friday as well, with a 20% chance of a stray shower, high near 88. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 73. We'll have a few more isolated showers and thunderstorms on Saturday with a 40% chance of rain, high near 86. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, 76 in Pensacola, 75 in Gulf Breeze, 73 in Milton. Your next news at 7. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Activist investor Nelson Peltz has sold his entire stake in Disney. Each stock went for roughly $120 each, making about $1 billion. The exit comes weeks after Peltz and his partners lost a proxy battle at Disney in early April as shareholders re-elected the company's full slate of board nominees. Peltz had been seeking to elect himself and former Disney finance chief Jay Rasulo to the company's board. American Eagle said it's making gains in boosting profitability as it works to improve its product assortment and tweak operations. Still, its fiscal first quarter sales came in weaker than Wall Street expected. Nevertheless, revenue increased 6% year over year and marked a record for the first quarter. Its shares fell about 5% in extended trading. Futures are moderately lower, the Dow dropping more than 300 points. Yesterday, the Dow lost 411, the NASDAQ down 99. That's your money now.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Pensacola Christian Academy is the area's premier kindergarten learning program. Why? Because in a fun, safe environment, even 4-year-olds learn to read, beginning with letters and sounds, progressing to reading words, sentences, and stories. And the best part? If your child attends K-4 and K-5 at Pensacola Christian Academy, you'll get first grade tuition-free. Spots are filling quickly, so go to enrollpca.com to register now.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line. every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
But on behalf of the Pensacola Police Department and the city of Pensacola, being the fourth safest city in America.
Chief Eric Randall from PPD at the surrender of the city last night, going through the motions, having some fun.
I present to you my magic orb that has protected the citizens of Pensacola for a number of years in order for my release.
It's a magic eight ball. I don't know. I'm not sure that one really works so well. Chip Simmons was up next, Sheriff Chip Simmons, and he's done this many times, as was noted by Brent Lane hosting the event.
No stranger to this position right here, surrendering the city, ladies and gentlemen, Sheriff Chip Simmons from the Escambia County Sheriff.
It is true, I'm no stranger to surrender. I've done it many times. Probably more than anyone but France. France has done more.
Oh, it was a good opportunity to bag on the French.
However, on the way over here, some of our troops have captured an official communique. This official communique was supposed to go to the invading force. So we have their intel. It reads as such.
So he's captured communications going to DeLuna's forces, right? And what will it say? Oh, this was good.
Dear invading force, put the bottle down and listen. We have conducted our reconnaissance mission and have determined that the citizenry of Pensacola are preoccupied and should not put up much of a fight. They seem to be busy right now, studying yet another plan for a grass field they call OLFA. Some of them are serving on a grand jury.
Oh. Because there's always a member of the county commission there, along with the sheriff and the chief of police and the mayor, okay? And last night it was Lumen May. Remember his comments about the grand jury, or at least his comments about, indictment or whatever? And, you know, Jeff Bergosh is making a big story about how he, you know, was given a no-true bill by the grand jury and not actually indicted for any particular crime. So, oh, that one cuts.
Some of them are serving on a grand jury. Many of them are busy placing Robert Bender stickers over David Stafford literature.
David Stafford, the former supervisor of elections, and now, of course, Robert Bender has taken over his job off the county commission and now out of the supervisor of elections office. Are there any weapons we need to be worried about, sir, in terms of, because again, this was meant to be like a fake letter to DeLuna about the state of affairs in Pensacola. So is there anything that they should be worried about among the Pensacolians?
They do, however, have a bunch of chunks scattered all around town that they could easily throw upon the invading force. We have noticed plenty of parking signs.
That's a shot at DC.
And political signs all about town ready to throw. In fact, I throw some in anger right now.
All of the new parking signs all around town, and
also littering the streets. The Bay Center is littered with vintage sound equipment they still use for events. is a weapon, not just to their ears, but this equipment can be thrown our way.
The sound equipment.
They also have a stockpile of re-elect Ashton Hayward for mayor buttons. Very dangerous.
Very dangerous. And then aside from the, I particularly thought that the joke about the, about the grand jury was funny. But this one, this was like, this had even passed me by, but this, listen to this last one on the Bay Center.
They even have boxes of unused tickets to Flo Rida. An endless supply of these boxes that could occupy us for weeks. The time to invade is now. In light of this communique, I agree that the city portion should surrender. And as such, I have once again obtained the key to nowhere to give to you and ask for our release.
The Flo Rida tickets that to the event that was very inadequately promoted and very much undersold, and therefore there's lots of tickets left over. That's pretty good. We'll give you Luma May's comments in just a second. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
If you were on Davis Highway north and southbound, traffic is building up right outside of the hospital there due to a broken down truck. That is just south of the East Johnson Avenue intersection, just north of Olive Road. If you or coming in from Pace or Milton, you might see a little bit of traffic building up on Woodbine and Chemukla, and a little bit of traffic building up on US 90 Bridge this morning. Golf Breeze Navarre, you are clear westbound all the way on 98 through the 3 mile bridge into town. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. I love the surrender of the city. You know what, we seem to, a lot of these things get changed over time. We used to do it, or they used to do it, where they would have plastic chains and, you know, like ball weights to hold onto them and ankle cuffs and stuff like that. They don't do that part anymore. I always thought the kitschy stuff was fun. I mean, this is like the Super Pensacola event to me. It's, you know, telling history through this, you know, weird, contrived, fun, tongue-in-cheek kind of thing that we do. And, I always love it. Anyway, you can always count on Chip for some good jokes. He gets help writing them, I'm sure. You can always count on Lumen May for some good jokes. I don't think he gets help writing them. I think I'm not saying Chip can't. I'm just saying I bet there's a collaborative effort, and I want to give credit to everybody who deserves credit. Lumen May, Commissioner Lumen May.
For the very first time, welcome Lumen May. Thank you, Prince. And we do join us. We do surrender all of law enforcement to the city of Pensacola from the sheriff's department so we can all be safe. Thank you.
See, what he was trying to say is because we're getting rid of law enforcement at PPD and ECSO, then we're safer. I don't think that joke really worked, but that's what he was trying to say in front of the chief of police and, of course, the sheriff, with whom he's both good friends. But then he did have a pretty good one. This is kind of worth the price of admission.
Be it hereby proclaimed that by the Escambia County Board of County Commission that the citizens of Escambia County, Florida, and all those within its confines are hereby directed to surrender all of the county commissioner's retirement funds to their owners. Thank you so much!
He directs that all of the commissioners surrender all of their retirement funds to DeLuna. Yeah, that's pretty funny.
You should grab that microphone. Listen, what do you have to say there, DeLuna?
This is a momentous occasion. It's the first time that I can recall that all the county commissioners were together on a single issue.
Also fair. 6:48 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. You also had Terry Shashady, the commanding officer of Pensacola, and Alex Armitage, the commanding officer of the Blue Angels, both there. It's kind of weird to see Alex, the boss, wearing whites instead of wearing blue. It's just, you know, that was appropriate in that situation. So anyway, I thought that was kind of interesting last night. You can watch the whole thing if you want to on our Facebook page. Also on our Facebook page, last night the bridge was lit up. Now, I don't know whether it was lit up the previous night. I know that we talked with D.C. about the idea of the Memorial Day and the governor saying Memorial Day, lighting up red, white, and blue. All I know is I had not seen the bridge lit up in a long time, and I saw it lit up last night. There's video up on our Facebook page. I don't know if they're going through testing again or if they're trying to do red, white, and blue ongoing, but it was pretty cool to see. And I will always take that over the not, right? 649 on News Radio Pensacola. If you're looking for an educational opportunity beyond high school or even while you're in high school trying to get college credit, Pensacola State College. I mean, fantastic resource. We took advantage of PSC in our family because, you know, we homeschooled our boys. My wife homeschooled the boys. And, you know, our two oldest, one who had gone to middle school at Brown Barge, one who had not had any outside schooling, went to PSC to get, you know, dual enrollment in high school. So you get high school credit and college credit, and then wound up going to UWF with a year and a half worth of college credit under their belt. So they're going to graduate early because of PSC. Now, if you do dual enrollment, you know, free classes, free books, and they're going to work with you on in terms of there's different schedules that are available and different teachers that are available. It's a very user-friendly kind of college education experience, and especially for my oldest, that was his first real classroom experience, so a great transition for him to get some classroom experience before he, you know, goes into the deep end of the university. So, I mean, for our family, this was great. And if you're a non-traditional student or a traditional student, PSC has outstanding resources because it's student-oriented. You know, it's customer-oriented. That's always been the nature of community colleges. Pensacola, Warrington, Milton, Century, South Santa Rosa Center, Downtown Pensacola, and Santa Rosa Industrial Park East. Find out what PSC can do to help you reach your future goals at pensacolastate.edu.
Visit Prim and Proper, the premier destination for unique gifts in Gulf Breeze, specializing in adding that extra touch of thoughtfulness to any occasion with expert engraving services. From elegant monograms to heartfelt messages, they bring visions to life. With a wide selection of gifts for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and more, there's something perfect for everyone. Prim and Proper also excels in corporate, employee, and client gifts that leave lasting impressions. Visit them online at primandproper.com.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Join Keith and Pam, your insurance experts with Ferris Health Partners, Monday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Learn how to save money on your health care costs. Find the right insurance products that best fits the needs for you and your family as you head towards retirement or are looking for options now. They will be taking your calls and questions Monday at 9 with Ferris Health Partners on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Newfancap and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Best quote ever. Now going to David Wayne in the newsroom with our headlines. David, do you ever feel like you're going to Evan out from Bruce Almighty? Like you're just going to, you know, your mouth is going to be completely taken over by the gibberish machine?
Isn't it normally?
It is not.
Welcome
normally.
To my life. A top Israeli official says the war in Gaza will probably last another 7 months. Israel's national security advisor made that claim yesterday on a public radio show and said they expect at least another 7 months of combat to achieve the destruction of the military and governing capabilities of Hamas and the Islamic Jihad. A motion from Scott Peterson's defense team for newer additional DNA testing in his case has been mostly denied now. A California judge denied that request for all but one item yesterday. That was some duct tape removed from clothing from his late wife, Lacey, during her autopsy. Peterson still trying to clear his name 20 years after his conviction.
Can I make a completely unrelated observation?
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for properly enunciating duct tape. I can't tell you.
I put a lot of effort into that.
Duct tape. It's not. It's not duct tape. It's duct tape. Well done.
Well, thank you. And tonight, Andrew, is the big night.
Oh, do tell.
The Scripps National Spelling Bee.
Oh.
That's right.
We've already eliminated all of the also-rans.
The finals are tonight, 8 finalists are competing for the Spelling Bee title from National Harbor, Maryland.
What do you think? Are we going to have an eight-way tie again? Remember that when they called it on account of we're out of words?
The dictionary is through. That's all we got.
We're done. Yeah. I just think they should, all right, now spelling words in German. let's make a little bit of a switch. Let's make it challenging. How about Korean? Do you have Korean? All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 6:54 on News Radio Pensacola. Man, there's so much going on in the world. This is just a kind of a minor thing, but Kevin Costner apparently was not the necessary. I mean, he was the first choice, but he almost didn't get the job for Field of Dreams. You know who they apparently were considering at the time because he was kind of a rising big star? Robin Williams. Robin Williams for Field of Dreams? But I think the theory there was something along the lines of you can sell the role of somebody who doesn't really believe that they're hearing voices in their head. Robin Williams can't sell the role of somebody who doesn't bully because he, just kind of nutty and wild and zany and all of that. Let's see. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
If you are coming into Pensacola from Warrington or Perdido, you might see some traffic building on Gulf Beach Highway before approaching North Navy Boulevard. If you are traveling north or southbound on Davis Highway, you can expect to see some traffic built up right outside the hospital in between Johnson Avenue and Olive. That is due to a downed vehicle that was backing up traffic earlier. West Fairfield Drive, showing a lot of backup at the intersection of North 57th Avenue. Unclear as to what is causing that, but you can expect some delays if you are traveling eastbound on Fairfield Drive. I apologize. Westbound on Fairfield Drive this morning.
Either way.
Yeah, either way. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line. This traffic report brought to you by Lowe's. Save big during Craftsman Days at Lowe's. It's your chance to save on the Craftsman products you need to get the job done. Because Craftsman has what you need to do it all. Lowe's knows tools. Lowe's knows home improvement. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Very good. Very good, Jimmy. The rules on name, image, and likeness are now moving down into the high school level, potentially, in Florida. This has happened quickly. For all the years of complaining about how athletes don't get proper compensation, now we're talking about high school athletes. FHSAA is looking at bylaws that would change. It would allow, high school athletes to get compensated for social media, basically, or for name, image, and likeness use. Schools would be barred from being involved in the business negotiations. High school students looking to make money through NIL deals would not be allowed to use the school's logos, mascots, or uniforms unless granted authorization prior, consent from the school, the district, FHSA, and so forth. They're not allowed to have agents. They would have to have, parents, I guess. And at first you think, well, that's a good thing. But then again, what if you're a kid who doesn't have access to great parents who negotiate? Then you're kind of, okay. Also, you wouldn't be allowed to pursue recruiting student athletes for the purpose of participating in interscholastic activities. So we'll see. Meanwhile, in a UF football coach, I thought this is a player. Yeah. You've got a player, Jaden Rashada, who says he was recruited away from the University of Miami with a $9.5 million NIL deal in the summer of 22 to promises at University of Florida for almost a $14 million deal, including a $500,000 signing bonus. And that never materialized. So he was going to go to Miami. He winds up getting recruited to UF. Doesn't ever materialize. And now he's suing over the lost compensation for name, image, and likeness deals because of what he calls deceitful promises and fraudulent misrepresentation and inducement, aiding and abetting fraud, civil conspiracy to commit fraud, negligent misrepresentation, tortious, that means harming, interference with a business relationship or contract, and aiding and abetting tortious interference. So, now not only are high school students potentially going to be able to make money on name, image, and likeness, college students certainly can, and you now have students engaged in suing colleges for failing to perform on promises related to massive deals for name, image, and likeness money. I think all you can really say is this is the completely expectable result when you start paying or allowing to be paid college athletes. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm not saying this is a mistake, but we have entered a whole new realm of how college athletes and even maybe high school athletes operate. And It's wildly different from anything we've seen before. 6:59 here on News Radio Pensacola. Quick future news. Is the flag thing going to really pose a problem for Justice Samuel Alito, his wife flying the flag at their summer home or whatever?
I have no idea what you're talking about, but I'm going to say no. It's not going to cause any problems.
This is silly. Yeah, people are upset because typically the people who would say that men shouldn't be controlling women's lives are upset that he didn't properly control his woman and make her fly the right flag. Could you please get your feminist story straight, please?
You're listening to the winner of the prestigious National Association of Broadcasters Crystal Award for Community Service, WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.